It's not often that five-year-olds get their art displayed in a museum. At the Institute of Texan Cultures, 250 K-12 students from Comal County now have their artwork shown in an exhibit that celebrates the history and heritage of New Braunfels. A lot of work went into the multimedia show. Nell Anderson is the art teacher at Canyon Lake High School. Today in art class, her students are working on sculpture. Anderson says four of her students want to be art teachers, so she shows them lesson plans and even gets their input on instructional videos. Kylie Lowry is one of those students. She's tossing a ball of clay back and forth between her hands.
This is recycled clay, so that's when you're taking old clay and making it where you can like make something out of it again. So there's air bubbles inside of it, and so when you're wedging it, you're trying to get the air bubbles out. And then it's clay's kind of tacky because you add water to the old clay to make it like malleable again. So we're basically getting the air bubbles out and making it less tacky.
Anderson helped four of her students get their paintings ready for the Institute show.
If a student spends time to create something, they're putting a piece of themselves into that artwork. And as me as the art teacher, I will give them techniques and ways to make it better compositionally, technique-wise. And then beyond that, it's my job to get it out there in the community.
Asia Giles is one of Anderson's students whose painting is in the show. She's a senior.
I did a German woman that was looking towards the future. And leaving the past behind her where everything was kind of, you know, dead and looking into a very fertile land and just an overall better place in her life.
In Asia's painting, a blonde woman is looking into a sky of orange and blue. The sky behind her is cloudy and the earth behind her back is barren. At the show's opening Monday night at the Institute, people crowd into the gallery looking at the student artwork. Michelle Engel is an art teacher at Canyon Middle School. Her students created colored pencil drawings of Grimm Brothers fairy tales set in New Braunfels.
I love seeing their artwork in a professional setting. It's very exciting for me and for them. Normally we just see art in our hallways or in a, you know, cafeteria, but having it up in a museum with the spotlight is just fabulous.
Mia Taglia is one of Engel's students and an eighth grader. In her drawing, the evil queen is giving Snow White the apple outside of Naglen's bakery. Mia recently moved to New Braunfels from New Jersey.
I actually didn't know this is a German-based town, so learning it or finding out about that, it was so crazy because I'm German, so I was like really looking into it, and I found out more of the Grimm's Brothers fairy tales that I actually didn't know were even by them. And I learned how Naglen's is the oldest bakery in Texas and how much like they contribute to the community and stuff like that and how big they are.
Kira Reike is also one of Engel's students and in the eighth grade. She chose Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and her drawing is a close-up of Snow White's arm, limp on the ground. Just out of reach is the glowing apple.
I learned how to draw the hand because I had to look up how to draw the hand because the first time I tried, it was really bad. And I also used these little stubs to smudge the wood flooring because it made it look cleaner, glossier, and I feel really proud about it because it's got this great sense of achievement to it. It means that all that practicing has paid off.
The practicing has paid off for a lot of students tonight. The artwork is hung in the gallery with professional lighting, and the opening is packed with people. The exhibit will be on display until February 12th. Louisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.